Good evening, Eastern Sierra. You're tuned in to Eastern Sierra Now, where we bring you the latest local news with just the right blend of facts, flavor, and a little fun. Coming up, we'll check in on some exciting updates from around the region, including new opportunities, community moves, and ways you can get involved this season. And before we roll into the headlines, a quick shout out to today's sponsor, Great Basin Bakery in Bishop, baking up fresh breads, cookies, and all the good stuff that makes mornings worth waking up for. Don't forget to swing by their outlet store, conveniently located next to the brand new Marshalls, because nothing says shopping spree like a cookie to go with it. Oh, and while you're thinking about food, our Epic Eats poll is still live. This month, it's all about food trucks. So head over to EasternSierraNow.com and vote for your favorite rolling kitchen before the poll closes. And fun fact, today is National Donut Day. So if you needed an excuse to grab a glazed, consider it official. You're just doing your patriotic duty. All right, let's get into today's stories. Mammoth Hospital is looking to expand its team. The hospital is currently hiring for several positions, including maintenance technician, help desk technician, registered nurses, physical therapist assistants, and radiologic technologists. Say that five times fast. And a variety of administrative and support roles. Those interested can visit mammothhospital.org to view current listings and learn more about qualifications and benefits. It's part of the hospital's ongoing effort to strengthen its staff and continue providing high-quality healthcare for the Eastern Sierra community. If you or someone you know is interested, be sure to take advantage of this opportunity. The Bishop Chamber of Commerce and Information Center is packing up and moving to a new location. Their longtime home, the well-known A-frame building, will remain open through Veterans Day, November 11th. After that, the chamber will temporarily close while staff prepare for the move to 218A South Main Street. The organization expects to reopen in mid-December and says it will continue responding to calls and emails during the transition. While the chamber says it's bittersweet to leave a building that's been home for over 50 years, the team is excited to begin a new chapter serving the community from its new downtown space. If you've been in Bishop for more than 10 minutes, you already know that Great Basin Bakery is basically a local landmark. Fresh breads, cookies, and they can turn any bad day around, and sandwiches that make your lunch feel like a small holiday. And here's the inside scoop. If you're headed towards the brand new Marshalls store, don't miss Great Basin's outlet store right nearby. Perfect for stocking up before your next Eastern Sierra adventure. Or let's be honest, the drive home. Great Basin Bakery, where local flavor meets unbeatable freshness. And now, dangerously close to your shopping cart. For local theater fans, tickets are now available for Clybourne Park, the next production from Mammoth Lakes Repertory Theater. The production stars local voices like Sarah Brown, Ronell Hill, James Howard, Kenneth Edward, sorry buddy, Needham, Marlene Piper, Gretchen Siebert, and Clay Tyson. Performances run November 14th through 23rd at the Mammoth High School MPR. Showtimes are Fridays and Saturdays at 7 p.m. and Sundays at 4 p.m. Be sure to buy your tickets ahead of time online to take advantage of their discount. Clybourne Park is a sharp, satirical look at race, housing, and community. An award-winning play offering plenty to think and talk about. It's sure to make for a great evening. And to all the actors, break a leg out there. Speaking of, murder mystery is happening right now for Sierra Classic Theater. There are still tickets available for Liberty Bar, which is this Thursday and Friday, the 6th and 7th, as well as next week at Lackanucky and Tom's Place. For more information, head to sierraclassictheater.org. The Eastern Sierra Avalanche Center is looking for volunteers to help with its annual season kickoff fundraiser on Friday, November 22nd from 4:30 to 7 p.m. Volunteers will assist with check-in, merchandise, and raffle ticket sales and general event support. No ticket purchase is required to volunteer, and participants will still be able to enjoy the event's presentation. Anyone interested in volunteering can contact the Avalanche Center directly through the email listed on their website. It's a great opportunity to support local avalanche safety efforts and the backcountry community ahead of this winter season. You looking for a career that combines purpose, leadership, and the chance to help protect the Eastern Sierra's clean air and natural beauty? The Great Basin Unified Air Pollution Control District is now hiring an administrative services officer, and they want someone like you. This is a full-time position based in beautiful Bishop, California. As the administrative services officer, you'll be the backbone of district operations, managing key areas like fiscal planning, human resources, payroll budgeting, and administrative oversight. And the perks? Oh, they're solid. Competitive salary, CalPERS retirement plan, excellent health, dental, and vision coverage, generous vacation and sick leave, and a supportive professional work environment surrounded by Eastern Sierra mountains, lakes, and endless outdoor opportunities. To qualify, you'll need experience in administrative or financial management, ideally in a public agency. Strong leadership, organizational, and communication skills are essential. And if you know your way around government budgeting and HR systems, even better, make sure you say that. Ready to make a real impact and work where others vacation? Apply now for the Administrative Services Officer position at gbuapcd.org. This message is brought to you by the Great Basin Unified Air Pollution Control District, protecting air quality across the Eastern Sierra and supporting the professionals who make it all happen. Let's take a look at what events are in store for us this week. Up first, check out Eastern Sierra Farm Fresh's farm-to-table market tomorrow evening at the Bishop United Methodist Church, starting at 3 p.m. Over in Mammoth, stop by Outbound Mammoth for their weekly Tranquil Thursday events with Mammoth Sauna Co. starting at 4 p.m. For the dancers in our community, be sure to check out salsa dancing classes at C5 Art Studios with Hallie Vickers tomorrow. A beginner's class will begin at 5 p.m. and regular class will start at 6 p.m. Mono Arts Council will be holding a Weave a Wildflower class tomorrow starting at 5:30 p.m. Additionally, the Mammoth Lakes Chamber of Commerce will be holding its 9th Annual Business Excellence Awards Gala tomorrow evening starting at 5:30 p.m. at the Canyon Lodge. Mammoth Repertory Theater will also be holding an improv workshop tomorrow with Dory Meyer at the Mammoth High School MPR starting at 6 p.m. Lastly, enjoy a murder mystery dinner theater, I already said it, directed by yours truly, tomorrow and Friday night at the Liberty Bar starting at 6 p.m. It looks like that's everything for today, but don't forget to check out easternsierranow.com/events for all the latest, or just download the mobile app. How many times do I have to say this? I feel like I'm talking to myself here. All right, sports fans, it's time for our Eastern Sierra Now Sports Report, proudly brought to you by Copper Top Barbecue, where the smoke's rolling, the sauce is sweet, and the locals eat. Now, no new scores or highlights to share today, but that just gives us a perfect moment for a quick team huddle, all right? We want to remind all of our local schools, not just Bishop Union High School, that we are here to represent you too, whether it's volleyball, football, cross country, even academic decathlon. If your students are out there competing, we want to cheer them on. So coaches, parents, and proud fans, send us your updates. Take the video you're watching now, send it to the athletic advisors and the coaches that you know and are friends with on Instagram. Let them see this. Send us your photos. Send us your updates. Parents, please, or any game footage that you've got. We love to feature it right here on the show. And of course, don't forget to get out there and support our Eastern Sierra student athletes in person. Your cheers really do make a difference. And hey, it's a great excuse to spend an evening under the lights with a tri-tip sandwich in hand, baby. This sports update was brought to you by Copper Top Barbecue, serving up community spirit one plate at a time, because let's face it, around here, good food and good sports, they just go hand in hand. So that's one of those hands is covered in barbecue sauce because you were just eating a tri-tip Sammy. I'd still do it.
Indio County has a huge retired population of patients with a lot of cardiac problems. It's a 4-hour drive to Reno. They need somebody down here who's going to be in person taking care of them. My specialty is general cardiology with an emphasis in heart failure. I really wanted to be the kind of doctor that makes sure patients understand their care. Bishop is a great place to live. As a result, it attracts really good practitioners trained at top programs in the nation. That energy, it's always pushing you to be at the top of your game. We're going to turn our cardiology program into a top-notch program, and it's only going to continue to grow. 20 years ago, the survival expectation of somebody with severe heart failure may be 3 to 5 years. Today is 20 to 25 years. For somebody who's 60 to 70 years old, that means now living a normal lifespan.
Eastern Sierra Now viewers, your friendly forecast squad is here. A moi. Ready to tell you whether to grab a hoodie or hang the hammock. Let's check in with Bishop first, then slide up the canyon to Mammoth. In Bishop, things look basically fantastic today. Expect breezy conditions and warmish vibes with some clouds playing peekaboo. High around 73, low swinging down to 43. So if you can still wear sunglasses and pants tomorrow, sunshine decides to show up on time. It's nice and easy. High about 73 and again 41. And Friday, expect sunshine and a high near 76. low of 42. Perfect for backyard barbecues or just pretending you live in Palm Springs for a day. Now, let's head up to Mammoth, where the mountain air says hello with a little more drama. Today, expect partially cloudy skies and possible rain showers and even snow in the afternoon. Highs only around 41, lows about 31. If your outdoor plans involve lawn chairs, maybe rethink. Tomorrow, the calm returns. Sunshine takes the stage. High 56, low 29. Get your mountain legs ready. And on Friday, it's bright, beautiful, and slightly smug about it. Prick. Highs climb to 60. Lows drop to about 29. Crisp overnight. So yes, bring a jacket for the evening fun. So what's the takeaway? Bishop, mild, mellow, pretty darn comfortable. Mammoth, wild Wednesday. Hold on to your hats. And then a weekend preview that's just sun ready. Either way, if you're heading outdoors, check the time, check the layers, check the wind, and if you're staying in, it's cool too. Just maybe avoid standing under any tall trees in Mammoth on Wednesday. That does it for today's edition of Eastern Sierra Now. Thanks for spending a few minutes of your day with us. Remember, you can subscribe to our YouTube channel to stay up to date on all the latest local stories, events, and weather. And be sure to follow us on social media for the stuff that doesn't always make it on air, but still makes the Eastern Sierra great. A big thank you again to Great Basin Bakery for keeping our community and, let's be honest, our newsroom, if you can call it that, well fed. And as you head into the rest of your day, don't forget to support local, vote for your favorite food truck, and maybe celebrate National Donut Day the way nature intended, with frosting and zero guilt. Speaking of zero guilt, I'm Jesse Steele, and this is Eastern Sierra Now, your community, your stories, right now.